Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, welcome to your, it's kind of late, not so late, Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Amazingly, I found my way through traffic today. I don't know how it happened. Maybe I don't want to know. It is the 11th of February, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in about 5 minutes. Well, we're starting off our Thursday edition with a lot of angry Microsoft customers. And it all has to do with updates coming in on Windows 10. According to Microsoft, after listening to feedback regarding the level of disclosure for Windows 10 updates, we decided to implement a new system for communicating updates to the operating system. Actually, this is all coming from Mr. Paul Thurrott, you know, the Windows guru guy. So as of yesterday, Windows 10 will have an update history site. That's a hub for all the release notes that will accompany each update. And basically give you a record of what you had no choice of installing. You know, Microsoft, you could have killed two birds with one stone here, but you didn't. Customers are not just angry about what they don't know what's being installed. It's the fact that it's being installed and they have no choice. YouTube Red. Yep, not much has been said about it, has it? Have you subscribed? Me neither. But maybe that'll change now thanks to YouTube Originals. Yes, the original programming coming our way on YouTube. So what are you gonna get by subscribing to YouTube Red? Well, you're gonna get some of the service's biggest personalities, including PewDiePie. Okay. Also apparently included are Rooster's Teeth featuring the full-length movie Laser Team and Awesomest TV Dance Camp. I don't know about you, but is this making you want to sign up? Yeah, me neither. YouTube says that all this content will be available to YouTube subscribers immediately, meaning I guess if you're not a subscriber, you're eventually going to get this. Yep, I'm still fine with the ads. Thanks. Hey, while we're on subscription streaming services, how about HBO Now? Yeah, how about that? You subscribe to it? Chances are you're not, because HBO's let slip that it only has 800,000 paying subscribers. Yikes. This actually came well short of what analyst predictions were. They suggested, you should have about 1.5 to 2 million subscribers by this time. This pales considerably to things like Netflix that has about 75 million subscribers. Mind you, though, Netflix is available worldwide. HBO Now still working on that. Or the like, say, Hulu, which is just US-based that has 9 million subscribers. Yeah, HBO Now still well short of that. So what could possibly be the reason for such the low turnout? My guess, it's HBO and it's $15 a month. I've said it a million times and I'll say it again. Bring down the price, HBO. It's way too much for your own content. And only your content. How many of you kind of just dumped Google Hangouts in because of the quality? Well, Google's hoping you're going to come back because apparently we're going to get better call quality now. The latest version of Hangouts, by the way, just for Android right now, is telling users that, yeah, it has much better audio and video quality. Why? Because it's making it peer-to-peer connections. That's right, you're completely bypassing Google servers on both ends of the conversation now. Again, if both of those conversations have Android on one end and Android on the other. Of course, to benefit from this, both you and the other person you're talking to are gonna have to upgrade. Once that happens, though, yeah, it is a heck of a lot clearer, it has to be said. So don't be afraid. Go ahead and upgrade. And finally, remember last year when we talked about that hoverboard? You know, whoo, yeah, I was so excited, then you realize it was $19,000 for the thing? Well, apparently Arca Space is having a flash sale. That's right, you can get that lovely hoverboard now for only $14,900. Okay, for those of you who can't afford this, is what you're going to get. Well, you can get that big old slab, what they call a hoverboard, plus 36 fans that'll be kicking up the dust underneath you. That's what keeps you floating, by the way. And all of that $15,000 glory can be enjoyed for 5 minutes, give or take a minute. Yeah, that's how long the battery life will last. However, though, if you act right now, Arc Space is also going to give you a battery replacement pack that you can swap to prolong your flight time. Yay! How much more flight time? 12 minutes. Okay. Hey, as much fun as I am making of this, you can't actually call this a hoverboard, unlike that other piece of crap with wheels out there. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to the British Tech Network website at BritishTechNetwork.com for all the BTN shows. You can get subscribed to all the shows over there. You can also get all the shows on iTunes as well and get subscribed there too. Of course, follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And of course, the BTN community where everything is happening, BritishTech.slack.com is the destination for that. As for the new show, well, that wraps up your Thursday edition, but we'll be back for Friday. Oh, yeah. Getting you caught up with the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Thursday's going well. We will see you tomorrow. And thank you very much for listening.